Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our crucified and risen Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our message for this Palm Sunday is from the Gospel reading, the Gospel of John, the 12th chapter, especially these words. The next day, the great crowd that had come for the feast heard that Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem. They took palm branches and went out to meet him, shouting, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the King of Israel." And this is our text. On the Gospel of John, we get from time to time these moments where we have what we might call some accidental truths, these moments where people in the gospel say things and do things that in hindsight prove to be very insightful and very accurate, but it's a little bit ironic because in the moment when the person was saying or doing those things, they had no idea what they were saying and what they were doing was so true. They didn't realize in that moment just how close to the truth they really were. Last week, we had the reading from John chapter 11, and we heard about Jesus raising Lazarus from the dead. And in that one, we got a great example of one of those instances. After Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead, we hear that Caiaphas, the chief priests and the religious leaders there in Jerusalem, got together, and they were scared because of the uproar that was resulting from Lazarus being raised from the dead. And so they were starting to plot, and they were starting to scheme, trying to figure out what to do to protect themselves, to keep the Roman army from clamping down on them too hard. And Caiaphas famously has one of those moments of accidental truth when he says, "Don't you all know that it would be better for one man to die than for the whole nation to perish?" And right there, out of the mouth of an unbeliever, came such an incredible and succinct summary of Jesus' mission, who he was and what he came to do, to die for the whole nation. Today on Palm Sunday, we get another one of those moments of accidental truth, those crowds that are coming together. They had no idea just how close to the truth they were as they were singing those hosannas and praises to the king. They didn't get it in the moment. They didn't realize what it was that they were saying. Even John in our gospel reading for today admits that the disciples didn't understand all of these things until later on. Those crowds coming out, waving those palm branches, praising Jesus. "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the King of Israel." Little did they realize how true and how right this was. Little did they realize how their words and their celebration, their praises and their worship, what they did that day, it would be something that would echo beyond that gathering, beyond that time, and beyond that place. It would echo down through all of the ages. Not in any of their wildest dreams could anybody in that crowd have ever imagined just how significant this moment would really be. Because when they gathered together, waving those palm branches, taking part in this parade, for the people in that crowd, maybe at best, they were hoping that Jesus was coming into Jerusalem and that he was finally going to be the one that they'd all been waiting for. He was finally going to be that great political genius. Maybe he was finally going to be that great military leader. Maybe that great general who would finally help the people raise up and they would all cast out the Romans forever and they would finally get back their freedom and the independence that they had been longing for. Maybe for some of the people in that crowd when they got together on that day, maybe at best some of them were hoping that Jesus would become a good king. an earthly king. You'd become a king on par with some of the good kings from their past and from their history. Maybe some of them were hoping that Jesus would be a king on par with a king like Hezekiah or Solomon or somebody like that. Or maybe if they really dared to dream, they thought that maybe he could be an equal to the greatest king in their history. Maybe he could even be an equal to King David. Maybe we could put Jesus' face up there on the Mount Rushmore of Israel. Those were the hopes that so many in that crowd had. I'm sure to them it probably seemed like it was a very important moment. But who among that crowd could have ever imagined that what they did on that day, their words, their celebration, would be something that would be remembered and reenacted and observed and celebrated all around the world in places like Sioux Falls, South Dakota, a place that none of them had even known about, an entire world that was undiscovered in that moment? Who of them could have ever imagined that their words and their celebration would be celebrated and remembered and reenacted 2,000 years later? Think about that. 2,000 years later, what are people going to be doing on March 29th, 4026? I can't imagine what they'll be doing on that day, but I can guarantee this, nobody on March 29th, 4026 is going to be remembering anything that we say or do here today. But here we are, gathered together on this Palm Sunday, celebrating those crowds, waving those palm branches, saying Hosanna. Probably inconceivable for that group, that crowd on that day to imagine billions of people over thousands of years who would be focused on that moment, on this day. And not just here on earth, but even all of heaven was paying attention to what was happening up in Jerusalem on that first Palm Sunday. Angels and archangels and the heavenly hosts all watching and all waiting with anticipation. That heavenly audience and us here in the future looking back at that first Palm Sunday, we have the benefit of knowing what is going to happen. The whole series of events that is going to unfold over the next few days, the things that are going to happen that would absolutely stun that crowd, even stun the disciples. The outcome of those events that would even shock and stun Caiaphas and those Sanhedrin schemers who were lurking in the shadows, preparing to hatch their evil plan. We have the benefit of knowing how all of this is going to unfold. Everything that's going to take place over these next few days. But let's not go too far into that today here right now. Let's not go too far down that road and steal the thunder for this week. Instead today, let's just stay focused on what's happening here. I invite you to come back over the course of this week as we're going to gather on Solemn Thursday and Sorrowful Friday. And remember everything that happens to this King, this Lord of Lords. We'll gather next Sunday to celebrate his resurrection. That wonderful celebration that would change the world, shape history, and shape eternity. But friends, for today, for this moment, on this Palm Sunday, let's just pause for a moment. Let's join with those crowds, as confused and as unknowing as they might be about what all of this means. And let's just pause for a moment to praise this king who is coming into his kingdom, this king who is about to take up his scepter and he is about to be seated upon his throne, and marvel at everything that he does and the things that he says that change the world. But especially and particularly what he says and does that changes your world and your life and your reality. Because that is what our Lord and Savior, our King of Kings, does. He changes your world, your life, and your reality. Because, friends, once upon a time, we can say that we were a people who were not a people. We were nothing, had nothing in the world to hope for. We were separated. We were alienated from God. We were dead in our sins and our trespasses, without a hope and without a friend. We were condemned. But now we can say with joy that we are a people. We are God's people. You are his person. You are his child with a hope. You are in his family. You are forgiven. You are alive because of our friend Jesus, this king who has come into his kingdom. See how everything he says and everything he does puts all of your life in a new light, gives you a brand new perspective on everything. Maybe for you, there is some darkness in your life right now. There is something that you are looking at, something you're thinking about, something you are pondering. There is something out there in your future that is very dark. It is something that you're worried about, something that you fear. It is a darkness because you can't see through it. You don't know how it's going to turn out. You don't know what it's going to be like on the other side of that darkness. But as we look at that and as we face that, and as you think about that, hear the words of Jesus from our gospel reading for today. Jesus says to you, put your trust in the light while you have it, so that you may become sons of light. Jesus is assuring you there as you look into that future and as you think about that fearsome darkness that lies ahead. He is telling you that he is with you. He is the very light of the world. And as you enter into that darkness, as you think about it, as you worry about it, you are not going there alone. You have that very light of the world who goes with you, that light that chases away the darkness, that light that chases away all of those fears, that light that guides and illuminates your path. Maybe for some of you, as you're thinking about your life right now, maybe there is some persistent temptation that you're dealing with. There is some nagging trouble that you have. There's this continuous struggle, some sort of a thorn in the flesh that you've been wrestling with and struggling with. And you are tired. You are frustrated. You're frightened. You're afraid that you might give in. You're afraid that you might fall. You're afraid that you might be lost. But in that struggle, Jesus says to you, now is the time for the judgment on this world. Now the prince of the world will be driven out. But I, when I am lifted up from earth, will draw all men to myself. Dear friends, trust that whatever your struggle is, whatever that temptation is that you are facing, that grace of Jesus Christ, his love, his blood that has been shed on the cross for you, that forgives you all of your sins, trust that that grace and that forgiveness of Jesus Christ is sufficient. It is enough. It is more than enough to cover all of your sins. Perhaps some of you are struggling in your relationship with God, trying to understand what his plan or his purpose is for you. Maybe you're dealing with doubt. You feel alone in that doubt. You feel unsure. But friends, know this. Jesus himself is the one who faced temptation. He faced trouble. He faced fear. Our gospel reading for today reminds us that Jesus himself is the one who faced doubt on our behalf. He says in our gospel reading for today, "Now my heart is troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour? No, it is for this very reason that I came to this hour. Father, glorify your name." Trust that in your struggles and in your doubt, that Jesus Christ is the one who battles for you. And he is the one who, through the promise of baptism, has said to you that you are in his loving and forgiving hands, and he is never going to let you go, and he is going to work through your struggle to bring victory and to glorify his name. And then, of course, who among us does not fear the greatest darkness of all? That darkness of death. But Jesus promises us that even there, even in death, he is going to deliver, and he brings and he gives to us an abundance of blessings, the blessings of eternal life that come to all who are his. And he promises you that throughout your journey of life, even in those last days, those last moments, those last hours, he will be with you to guide you through that. He will be the one who will be there to meet you at the end of your life's journey. He promises you this. He says to you, "Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, my servant will be also." All of this is Christ, our King and our Lord, for you. So as we enter this Holy Week on this Palm Sunday, we join together on this Sunday with the hosts of heaven, with our fathers and our mothers, with the generations that came before us and with the generations who are going to come after us. We enter into this Holy Week with those praises of that crowd on that first Palm Sunday, saying along with them, "Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the King of Israel. Blessed is the one who redeems and delivers and saves us and gives us his hope and his peace and his joy." Amen. Now may that grace and that mercy, the love and forgiveness of God, our Heavenly Father, that surpasses all of our understanding, may this guard and keep your hearts and your minds in faith to Christ our Lord, to life everlasting. Amen.